In Flemington, New Jersey, Mary and Lewis Huckenberry are charged with manslaughter and reckless behavior in the death of their 18-year-old son. According to the prosecutor, the son went out with friends, they used heroin, and he overdosed. They drove around for hours with the son unconscious. Eventually, the friends called his parents. The Huckenberries picked up their son and took him back to their house, still unconscious. Apparently, all three stayed in the house and the son died there. Catherine Erickson is the prosecuting attorney.
I think why people are calling this case unusual is because the prosecutor's office did not really bring this case against the Huckenberries after hearing all of the evidence that was acquired through the thorough investigation. The grand jurors decided on their own that they were going to indict the parents for second-degree reckless manslaughter.
This is a crime of, if you want to call it a crime, this is a manslaughter. The charge is manslaughter, correct?
That's correct.
The parents are charged with not preventing the death of the son. Is it possible to convict in the negative like that? In other words, with not doing something?
It's interesting, excuse me, that you say that they are charged with not preventing. That's actually not what they're charged with. They are charged with reckless conduct that resulted in the son's death. This isn't a situation where they did not do something. The grand jurors decided that they actually did do something that was reckless. They made a decision to do one thing when they actually should have done something else.
From what little I know of criminal law, it seems to me that you would have a firmer case if they knew that the drug would indeed cause death. There is no way they could have known that there would be a fatal overdose, is there?
I don't know if it really matters, the substance that the 18-year-old ingested. I think really what's important is the condition that he was in. And the parents could see the condition that he was in for a significant period of time.
In many, many cases, parents have teenagers who are addicted to drugs, lethal drugs even. Any drug can be lethal taken in enough substance, in enough of a concentration. I would imagine that this would be of concern to them. I mean, parents cannot always control their children's drug addiction as much as they might want to, can they?
And that's correct. However, you can really isolate the facts of this case and not look at it as, well, their son came home and he was drunk and they let him go to sleep and just to sleep it off and they woke up and he was dead. It was much more than that, much more egregious conduct, in fact, and so I don't think the parents out there really need to worry.
What do you think is the message? You say that you've been asked by members of the press whether or not this should concern other parents. I mean, what do you think is the message of a case like this one?
Well, again, because our office didn't bring these charges, I just think that the grand jurors heard the case, considered the conduct, again, not the failure to act, but the conduct that the parents took, and I believe that they were very upset about what happened and about what the parents could have done. Perhaps they felt that it was avoidable, that they could have saved their son's life. Had they taken certain steps as opposed to the steps that they did take?
Well, he's 18 years old, the son. That's fairly old in terms of being responsible for oneself. People join the Army and the Navy at 18.
That's correct. That you're absolutely correct. But again, it comes down to what was he able to do at that point? And as I've already indicated to you, which is already public, he had already been in a subconscious state for many hours.
Are you saying that parents have a legal duty here?
No, and see, that's what I have to make that distinction. If the parents had a legal duty, there were various other charges that the grand jury could have considered. The standard is consciously disregarding a substantial risk, and it's a reasonable person standard or a reasonable parent standard, what one would have done in that same circumstance. And the grand jurors decided that a reasonable parent would have acted much differently.
Ms. Erickson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Prosecutor Catherine Erickson spoke to us from her office in Flemington, New Jersey.